Welcome to the I Create Daily podcast. I'm Leora Alderson.
And I'm Devani Alderson. We're your co-hosts on this journey of creativity and productivity.
I Create Daily is for artists in every genre of creating, from musicians to writers, crafters to inventors, bloggers to entrepreneurs. I Create Daily is a movement for creators serious about your art.
If you're into creating anything, this podcast is definitely for you. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey. Welcome to another coffee break episode. These are our shorter episodes on the podcast where we talk about interesting ideas, business tips, marketing hacks, brand building, people that inspire us, ideas that we've been thinking about, and sometimes little stories or vignettes about what we're working on in our brands with I Create Daily and everything else we have going on in life as well. So without further ado, this episode is going to be on a cool thing that we've discovered over the years about names and creating names for books. So
if you're a writer or anyone who has to come up with different names for characters, for instance, then we have a couple tips for you that might be helpful.
You'll really want to listen to this on video because we're going to be doing some screen sharing.
Yeah. So listen and watch on video if you can. That's right. So we'll see how this goes to describe it for audio only folks. But if it's not clear for those who are audio only, then hop on over to the video when you have a chance and you'll see the examples. Devani's bringing up the screen share right now.
Alrighty. So I don't know if we lost any sound while doing the screen share. Oops.
You shouldn't have.
But in case we did, we're screen sharing name ideas. Okay, so Leora's starting.
Move this just a little. Okay. So here's an example. Just earlier today, I was preparing for an interview and I was typing in the person's name, and unbeknownst to me, my fingers were exactly shifted to the left one position on the right hand. So the person's name is Lillian. She's one of the people we interviewed, and in trying to type out her name, so I typed out the letters for what that I thought was for Lillian. But if you move your fingers to the left once, then what you type in instead of Lillian is you type in K-U-K-U-A-B. So what I realized is one tip, if you're stuck on creating names.
And what does that sound like? Just for people listening if they're not.
Thanks. So Kukuab. So if you're stuck in finding character names for, you know, if you're a fiction writer and you're looking for character names, then here's how you can do that. So you can actually intentionally move your fingers into different positions on the keyboard and then type out familiar names. Like, I'm going to type out Devani. That didn't quite work. I'm going to type out my name. And so this is an example, and it may not work. The first
colors.
One. The first one was cool, but you can change your fingers and put them in different positions. So that's just one tip.
It works especially well for fantasy when you have to come up with like all these cool names that sound really, really different.
Right, but then you can work with them. So let's just say, so Kukua. So what I would do is I would just use Kukua. And Kukua sounds Hawaiian. It sounds,
Polynesian?
It's actually, no, I looked it up and it's actually, I think, a Swahili term.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
So there's that. Now,
make sure it's not a real thing in another language that's like offensive.
Right.
Oops, accidentally.
But if you end up with something like this, it's not as easily distinguishable as a potential character name, then you can come in and try adding vowels. So like frab or... Frub or forib. And now you have potentially other names. Forib Subu. So that could be a name. I mean, that could actually be. So just, you know, just play around with it. So that's one way. So that's my first tip. The second tip is to just take your keyboard and basically just start tapping. Just start tapping in all kinds of things. You're not going to pay attention to what you're typing. You're not going to try anything. It doesn't matter where your fingers are. Okay, and this is what. And so then you come back through and see, now, did I come up with anything real? Did I come up with actually any combinations? And then on a given time when you do it, then you may not have anything. And other times you may have lots of options. So let's just go through and see.
It's true. That could be a name.
Yeah, it's true. There's an actual word. So you could have, and this one, K-W-A-E, Quay, or Quaya. So that's pretty cool. That's potentially a name.
Quaya.
Let's extract that and put that here. I shouldn't have, hang on. I'm going to undo the extraction and just put it here. Quea, and you could tweak that. Another one might be, let's see, DAC. Okay, so DAC's pretty cool. So you got DAC. So it could even be DAC Quea as a character, or Qua, Quay. I think I would do it like this, Quay DAC.
Or it could be two separate names if you wanted.
Exactly. It could be two different people. So that would be one way to do it. So, and here's Troyan. Troyan Vic. So here's another one. You could do Otro.
Oh, it sounds like Ocho.
Here's Otro. There's one. You could do Troyan. So that's a possibility. Whoops. And that could even be one name, Troyan Otro. I mean, or Otro Troyan. I think I would do it like this. Oops. Your key is missing here. And okay.
I have an X key missing on my keyboard. Yeah.
Troyan Otro. So that could be a name. And don't judge, you know, at this point, whether or not it's good, because you're going to come back. So Regit.
And you can always tweak stuff. Obviously, you have creative.
Lessons. Right. Obviously. Yeah. So Regit, you know, there's a word, or Tuk. That's kind of cool. G2.
What I like is, like, for me, it's always been so hard to, like, I know, like, the natural names, or I can just decide, hey, let me look up what a Hawaiian name sounds like. Or if my story takes place in a certain thematic part of the world, I'll be like, what do names around here sound like, and use that. But this really helps you, like, if you're writing fantasy, because I've never been good at, like, let me just come up with a name that's never been a name before.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. How do you even do that? Like, look, okay, so we've got here, exactly. So we've got Reggie, and here it is Tuik. Or Tuhek.
Tuhek with you. Reggie.
Tui. So, and then we've got Hekid, Kidden, just kidding. Nick, Fiji, that could be almost one. So true. Here we've got Sire, Sirej.
Sir. If you hear that, guys, that's my dog.
Sirej, okay.
In the background.
There we go. Sirej could be one. And let's go through another one. Where did I come? Where did I leave off? Okay. Giort or Reggie in that way. Let's see. Gio.
Oh, that's cool.
Gio spelled with a J. There we go. And so Gio, and then it's Ert, Joe, or let's see, that is Joyce. Joyce actually kind of a cool name too. Or Jothi. That's a J, but it could be an I. Make sure I'm grabbing it. This could be a last name. So we've got Gio Jothi.
There's one. It's Rioin.
Yeah.
R-E-O-I-N.
Grio. It could be Grio or Rio. Rioin.
Cool.
Which you prefer? Grio or Rio?
I like
Rio?
The R.
Okay. So Rio. And then you could take that and it could be Rio. Whoops. Wrong one. Could be Rio or Rion or Rioni. See, from that little bit there. And now you've got, and so it could be Rioni Gree.
Oh, that's cool. Sounds like a kind of cheese.
Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of cheese are you having with your wine? Rioni Gree.
There you go. Rioni Gree. So now we've got another name. Okay, so we've got Tihor.
No.
No? Okay. Error. Let's see. Oren.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, Oren. And then here, so we've got Bidik. So BDK, I'm just going to make it.
An I or something?
Oren Bidik. Yeah, exactly. Bidik. Bedic. How's that?
Yeah.
Good? Or do you want BI?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. So now we got Oren Bedic. So our characters, we can say...
We had a whole cast.
Reggie Sereg, Gio Joyfi, Rioni Gray, or Gree, Oren Bedic, and we've got Mert. Merto. Let's do Mert.
Mert. Oops. That sounds like the class clown of the lot for some reason. Mert.
Mert Toit.
See, Mert. That sounds like such a class clown name. Not to stereotype or anything at all, because like, who have you ever heard named that? And
Mert Toit. Okay.
Even if you have, what if they weren't a class clown? But can't you just picture that in a book? Hey, Mert.
Yeah. Get the word by. And Quen. Quintus. Oh, look, that's a great name. Look.
Ooh. Quintus.
Quintus.
He's and, quintessential to the
and
plot.
Look, Quintus, right. Look, we've got Jenko. It could even, like, if you were creating worlds, like you're creating epic or high fantasy fiction, you could even have a language that has characters in between. Like, you know how the African languages will have the clicking sounds and tongue sounds as a part, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Quintus, and we're going to say Jenko.
Quintus
Jenko. Okay, there, see? And Asbiv. As be okay. So, Jared, I think people get the idea though by now. I'm just seeing if we've got any other jewels in here. Gel Ruj. Let's see. Oops. Oh, already so Quintus. And I think we're going to end on Quintus Jenko because that's better.
That's a winner.
Yeah, Ruj. That's a winner. Okay, so this one could be, we'll just stop on the winner. Okay, so look, out of this little just keyboard nonsense, we have come up with, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 viable potential character names, guys. Quaidak, Troin Otro, Reggie Sereg.
If you use anything, we can talk about royalties later.
Right. So isn't that cool? So when you're stuck on names, let the creative juices flow by letting your fingers fly and then come back in and find them. Okay.
Alrighty. And then we got where's one
Dak?
More.
Oh, we got Dak here. Okay. Good. Yeah. So Devani's tip next.
So because this is my life, my naming tip comes from watching Harry Potter. You know. Like everything and every story in my life comes from watching Harry Potter or reading it, obviously. Anyway, so you know that, so for people who aren't familiar with Harry Potter, like if you've gone this far in life and haven't read Harry Potter, I just don't know about you, but anyway. There's this thing in the first book where there's a mirror, and it's called the Mirror of Irised, and it's supposed to be the Mirror of Desire. Like, they spell desire backwards. And that's obviously really cool. Like, Irised, like, who would have thought of that? That's a cool name. And so, one time I was, like, really stuck. I was writing a fantasy. I generally stick with sci-fi. And then I use, like, normal human people names that we hear, like, every day. Like, Tom or, you know, Bill or, obviously not those, but, you know, human names. And so, but since I was writing this fantasy plot, I was like, I need something that's more creative, that's not just, you know, names you hear.
And of course, Bill and Tom would have been fine.
I know,
if that had been in character with your book.
Love to Bill and Tom's in the world.
Right.
They're wonderful. They're quintessential to our world. But, you know, when you're writing a fantasy thing and you need, like, thematic names that really flow with what you're writing. And so I was like, Irised would be a cool name. And I was like, oh, but wait, that's desire backwards. So I was like, what if I just took, like, our names and reverse to them? And so I started with my name, and my name backwards is Inaved. And like, that's a cool name. So let me just put this here. That equals that. That's my name backwards. Let's see, Leora's name backwards is A-R-U-A-E-L. So, how do you say that? Aruel. 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 Yeah. So, that's kind of cool. And so the concept is like you just take, and you could take any name. So, Tom Packer.
Well, like it's like you did Nikolai, so do Nikolai. That's Devani's brother, my son.
I-A-L-O-K-I-N.
So that's cool. Aloki. Aloken.
Ialoki.
And remember, you can also move some of the letters. Like if you just want Ialoki, you can take off the N.
Loki Doki.
You've got your name. And then Coleman.
Yeah, so my dad.
We're not sure about it. Question mark. Okay, so Coleman.
Namalok.
Yeah.
Sounds like, who's the guy? Camelot? Or
yeah.
What?
Namalok. Namalok.
Okay.
So, and you can even do like, so do the last name, like Alderson. So how would that be?
Alderson would be Nasruddin.
Nerezla. Okay, so Nerezla. Now, you take that.
Nors.
Nerezla.
Okay. Oh, I did this with our name, and I decided to do Nors as a name of a robot in one of my books.
It's Nasri. Okay, so where are you? Right here. So now we have, one character, Ined Nasredia. And you could, adjust that however you would like. But this is one way to create or cool original names is to play when you feel stuck. And part of the reason we feel stuck, so here's an interesting thing. So love to all cultures. Every culture has its uniqueness. And one thing particular to Russian culture is you may have noticed that there are a lot of very similar names, like lots of Olgas and lots of Alexanders.
And Vladimirs.
Lots of Vladimirs. And we love all those names. Our son is adopted from Russia, Nikolai, which is also a very good Russian name. But one of the reasons that culture has so many familiar names and similar names is because it was such a closed culture for so many years that they didn't have infusion from the outside when it came to naming.
So it was very, and it's a type of culture that's very stick to our tradition of what we know, which a lot of cultures are like that. And I mean, I think that's the biggest thing that what boxed me into my creativity was like, well, these are the names I know and I don't like, how do I make up a name? What is that?
And so we tend to think of the names that we already know and have heard. So one of the benefits to something, the exercises like these three, even if you don't end up with initially something that you're going to choose, it can be a derivative.
Yeah.
You can choose a derivative of that and it can really help break free of the constraints of what you know. It's like that, is it Jay Shetty that says you can't know what you've never seen.
Yeah. Something like that.
You can't know what you haven't seen. And so if you can't know necessarily names and ideas that, are not a part of your, and this is one of the ways to break that up.
And even if you're using it as a placeholder name, like your end product, like everybody, we all know that like your end product is totally different than what you started with, but it just gives you a placeholder so that as the story evolves, something natural flows or you get advice or feedback from somebody else that says, hey, make this tweak or that tweak and you enjoy it. And so, but it just gets that process of thinking outside the box.
Absolutely.
Well. And some, you know what, in fact, it could work really well with a plot because maybe you want to write something. And so like for me, whenever I write something, I like writing to character. I don't like writing to plot. And like plots are kind of my weak spot. And so I like
so far.
And so I like writing to a character and deciding who is this person? What is their life context? How can I build a story around this character? So if you struggle with that, then sometimes that could help you eventually develop a plot where you might not really have one. You just have these cool ideas of people.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, great. So to summarize then, if you're stuck on names and want creative ideas for naming people, so we've talked about three ways. The first way is to purposely place your fingers slightly off their usual position on your keyboard and just do a bit of typing out. And you could even type out regular names like, as I was doing, I typed Lillian. My hand on the right was a little bit to the left by one key. And instead of Lillian, I came up with Kukuab.
Which was really funny because when she first told me, I thought just like one finger was out of place. So I was like, how did you come up with that from Lily?
Yeah. So that's one way. The other way is just to, that's probably a little faster and easier, is just to really let your fingers fly across the keyboard, you know, anything and everything. Yeah. Just all over the keyboard, let it fly, create several lines of gobbledygook letters, and then go through and find the words in there, the names in there, the potential names in there. So that's the second. And the third is to
do the name backwards. Sorry.
You were expecting me to continue.
I know. I'm like, continue talking. I did my part here.
Do the name backwards.
Yeah, absolutely. Do the name backwards. And if you have ideas for coming up with things when things are hard to come up with, and let us know.
Yeah. All right. And let us know. And if you do use any of these tips, let us know what you come up with. We look forward to hearing.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for joining us for the I Create Daily podcast. Please let us know what creatives you would like us to interview and what topics you would be interested in hearing more about.
And if you enjoyed this show, please leave a review on iTunes. We value your feedback. We read all the reviews, and it just helps us get the word out on the I Create Daily podcast. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.